The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
You're listening to The Talk. Talk radio for the masses. Here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
Yeah, let's talk. What's going on over here on the other side of the desk over
here? She is shedding on my mic. I found a hair on my mic.
Okay.
Was it my wig? Yes, it was. It was the same color as yours.
It's Wednesday.
Yes, as you can tell.
As
Look,
you can
I
tell.
I don't even know what color my original hair is.
You know, stopped knowing what your original color was a long time ago.
You do realize you're live on the air, right?
Yeah, I know. I love joking.
You do realize this.
Yeah.
Anyways, Wednesday, you know what that means. Time for Talk and AEW.
Yes.
And the silliness of today.
And I got a couple of rants to start off with. First of all, Thursday, tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
The one day WTBR-FM Radiothon will be in this studio where I am today.
Yes.
Will be Bob Heck and Sean Sayre to do the one-day Radiothon.
Let's all hope and pray.
That the choir comes in on time?
That all the snow and ice and everything melts.
Yay. Carol will be here. I will be here at 3 on the air at 3 o'clock. You will be here on the air at 3 o'clock.
Yes.
Tomorrow. So tune in. Join us. Facebook Live.
Yep.
PCTV Select. Channel 1301 and here on WTBR-FM. Yeah. Which brings you to... What happened to Thanksgiving?
Seriously?
We went from Halloween...
Not even Halloween. It was Halloween for 2 weeks.
No, wait. We went from Halloween right into Christmas.
Yes, I know.
There is a holiday in between. I mean, you got Hallmark. All three Hallmark channels now are Christmas channels. 98 TRY went to Christmas music the day after Halloween on November 1st. Why are you raising your hand? This isn't school. We keep doing this.
Sorry. But that way you can see that I have something to add to this. Even my friend Natasha went ahead and said the radio in her shuttle bus. All Christmas music right now. She said, can we wait until the turkey die first?
And Natasha works at Disneyland.
Yes, she does.
The happiest place on earth.
She's one of the greaters there. Hi, Josh.
The only show that I have seen so far that is bringing up anything about Thanksgiving, and that was Roseanne. They have ran every episode of the Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I mean, so far I've seen National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation about 5 times.
Uh-huh.
I've seen Elf.
Yep. The Santa Claus.
No, I haven't seen the Santa Claus yet.
No. It was on.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Tim Allen is re-upping his role as the Santa Claus in the new movie, The Santa Clauses.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yes.
So Tim Allen's doing something, but
seriously, Timmy.
I understand. You know, Christmas is the big deal.
Yeah,
but why do we have to start it in, like, July?
Because, you know, we got to
Can we get
we
through Thanksgiving first?
I have no idea.
Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving mainly is the food. Yes. I've got that. Because the food and the football games. And the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Because there's no money to make off of it. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's my opinion.
There's all kinds of money to make off of it.
No, what it is, the you're not buying
at,
in, no, you're not paying anybody.
$200 a pound or whatever they are now.
No, the thing is that you're not buying anybody any gifts for it or anything
our
like that.
Our turkey was not $200 a pound.
It was $1. It was $1 a pound, okay?
$1 a pound. Yeah, it was $1 a pound.
But seriously, I think it's...
You have to go to BJ's in order to get it, though.
Yes. Not sponsored by BJ's. Anyways.
Have nothing to do with BJ's,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, seriously. Anyways.
There's places around here where you can get turkey for $1 a pound.
What I'm thinking is... You know, you're not making, and the thing is, you're not buying somebody a Thanksgiving Day gift. That's why, because nobody's sitting there going, oh, it's Thanksgiving, I gotta get my wife a car or something like that, you know? That's why.
Exactly.
You know, it's not crap, but, it's National Turkey Murder Day, I gotta go ahead and get my wife a diamond ring, you
know?
Yeah,
and then Black Friday starts like at 1 a.m. in the morning on Thanksgiving.
Where have you been?
You can't even wait for the fat man to come down Herald Square.
We're not even waiting until Black Friday to do that. We're having Black Friday sales a week before.
Yes, we are. We've been having them since...
October.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. JCPenney has had them going
on
since October.
You think we could
what
wait? You think we could wait for the fat man to come down Herald Square?
No.
Because that's the unofficial start of Christmas.
Thank you.
No, they're not even.
But
waiting.
No, we're not waiting for that anymore.
You haven't seen
because
the
we
got
to get a jump ahead on.
I mean, there was a time where everybody calmed down on their Christmas commercials until Santa went down Herald Square at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and then the first commercials you see after that would be all the Christmas commercials.
No.
Now we started the Christmas commercials in September.
Are you kidding me? Now we have. The first one was the creamers, liquid creamers. Now it's the candy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? The M&M's people haven't even put theirs out. They usually at least are calm enough
Thank
to
you.
Wait.
They wait. And they wait until Santa goes down Herald Square in order to go ahead and start off theirs.
At least they're patient
enough. Same with Hershey Company.
And
yeah.
Starbucks is doing their
Hershey commercial.
Starbucks
really?
Starbucks is doing their Hollywood or holiday. Why do you keep saying Hollywood? What is
I don't
it?
Know.
Like infection of Hollywood.
Please get it out of your head.
Please get it out of your system.
Never again.
Starbucks is doing their holiday.
Holiday
cups again after they were ripped a new one. By everybody when they didn't do them last year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. It's a thing.
Peppermint mocha over at Dunkin' Donuts. Excuse me.
A little peppermint mocha before you showed up to the studio.
No, it's Pepsi, thank you.
Here's the other thing that grinds my gears as we go back to the Family Guy reference. Here's something else
that really
grinds my gears.
Okay, PETA. What?
What's up with daylight savings times, folks? It's in the wrong season.
I'll give you that one.
Why do we need to put daylight savings time when the sun goes down at 8 p.m.?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I think it's in reverse.
We need daylight savings time when the sun goes down at 3 a.m. or p.m. That's when we need daylight savings.
Yeah, in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. Kids won't...
Which makes sunset starting at noon.
It's because they want to get rid of this whole thing anyways, but... They're saying, well, the kids will start their day off in the dark. I did it.
Okay.
What's the problem?
Well, yeah, what's the downside to this?
I did it. What's the problem?
We all did it. My sister used to sit there, and my mom would get upset because my sister would be up at 6 in the morning because she had to be on the bus by 7.
Okay.
And your point was what?
So she but if they get rid of, but if they get rid of it, the kids will go to start to go to school in the dark.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, you poor little thing.
Pretty much. I'm sorry,
but I think
but
the kids are too sheltered already. Whatever happened to a child walking that half a mile to school?
We
didn't.
We walked 20 miles uphill in the snow with no shoes.
Yep.
Carrying five bricks in our backpack.
It felt like it with those books. My God. Are you kidding
me? And see, this is why people my age have back problems because of the book.
With just a hoodie on, not even a real winter coat.
No, I remember one year.
And sneakers.
Sneakers.
This is, sandals. I remember one winter. It was we had an ice storm. It was so bad. I had my boots on.
How bad was it?
I'm trying to explain.
You let into that.
Okay. It was really a nasty ice storm. I tried to walk into the school. My foot literally went into one of the holes. I went to pull up the shoe. My boot got stuck. I ended up hobbling to the front door of the school with one boot on and my sock on. The boot was stuck inside the ice block. I couldn't get my boot out. I went to the front office and I turned around and I said to him, I need to call home. And they turned around and they said, what's the matter? I says, well, I've been walking around only with one boot. My boot is stuck in an ice patch. I said, I can't get my boot out. I says, my foot's frozen. I says, I think I've got frostbite on my foot and my foot's so cold. I immediately went ahead and removed everything that was soaking wet, put my shoes on. I had no socks. They allowed me to go ahead and call home. I called home. My mom says to me, what happened? I says, I lost one of my boots. I says, it fell off and landed in an ice patch. She says, oh, dear God in heaven, and started laughing. I says, Mom, I said, there is a second pair of boots. I says, can you have Dad bring me an extra pair of socks and my warm boots and drop them off at the office so I can have them, please? I says, all right, don't have a way to walk home. And she, after the fourth time of laughing obsessively that she was doing, she says, yes. She says, I'll leave a message at work and have your dad drop it off for you. When I got home, I got told, did you have fun today? Did you not know that you weren't supposed to walk into the area where the frozen ice was, that you're supposed to walk on a path? The teacher, the principal, the vice principal, the school, everybody that was in there, even the truant officer, he says to me, I think we go ahead and shovel the sidewalk, young lady, for a reason.
You know, this is only a half an hour show.
It was hilarious.
But it's easier to walk through the snow, go ahead and go ahead and fight. With the snowbank to go ahead and get your boot back. I've done it. What?
But my point is, wouldn't daylight savings time kind of work better when the sun's going down at 3 o'clock?
Yeah, it would, you would think.
Let's make daylight savings time in the summer when the sun goes down at 8 p.m. at night.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid. I was always wondering why it was over.
This thing is so antiquated. It was done after World War II, folks. 1946 or whatever it was.
Seriously.
Oh, God.
Time to update it. And there's a few states that are trying to do it, Massachusetts being one of them. They're trying doing it federally, but like everything else that's worthwhile, it's sitting in somebody's office in Washington, D.C. because it doesn't have to deal with the $10 billion that we keep losing every week sending it to Ukraine, but that's a separate story in and of itself.
I mean, like I said, they were talking about it, and that is a big problem of putting it federally to get rid of the time change, is that the kids will go to school in the dark.
These are the same kids that when you bundle them up to go play in the snow, they come back half naked with their boot on their head. Their coat somewhere in the snow pile.
Looking like Ralphie from the Christmas Story.
With a Bart Simpson with that Marge Simpson hairdo.
There's yelling, I can't get up, help me.
No, actually,
their tongue stuck to the pole.
No, it was
Ralphie.
Randy.
Or Randy, Ralphie,
it was
whatever.
Randy. It was Randy the baby.
Okay, let's bring this up. For the people that are watching The Voice or
Masked Singer
this week, there's a thing going on that the bridezilla of the Masked Singer, I can't talk.
The bridezilla Masked Singer.
Last week.
Well, yeah, but he's still here this week.
Yeah.
We haven't. That's because tonight they should tell us. But that's right. It's the final.
There's a thing going around social media and debate in my house when we're off air is that bridezilla is none other than the Ayatollah of rock and Rolla, one Chris Jericho.
I'm sorry. I've heard this man go ahead and
wouldn't it be really trippy if y'all were wrong?
There's no denying the voice. There's no denying that voice. Chris.
I've been hearing that voice since 1999.
Break the walls down.
Yes.
1999. You've heard that man go ahead and tell people, "Will you please shut the hell up?" Thank you.
Yes.
I know that voice anywhere, and it's Chris, okay?
Yep. Yes, when he told the princess.
When he told Stephanie Mann, will you please shut the hell up? And the thing is, if you match that part up, with Shut Up and Dance With Me, matches right there.
He made a mistake and did one thing wrong.
He went ahead and
spoke to Jenny.
Yeah, while he was singing, he actually used his real voice, which is against the rules, and went in and said, "Hi, it's Chris."
We're not that stupid.
His ADHD kicked in, kind of like mine.
Like now.
And he got carried away, and he just comes up, "Hi, Jenny." Plain as day, you hear Chris Jericho's voice.
Mm-hmm. And she couldn't get it.
Police,
are you, like, stupid?
And if that's
so it's not really an off chance that you guys are all wrong and not really Chris Jericho.
No.
That's three against one. Excuse me. All of us, three of us girls against you.
Yes, even my baby sister is like, it's Chris Jericho. There is no offset chance that it's not. It's Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Pardon me. Even the wrestling community on Twitter is sitting there going, please,
thank
Christopher,
you.
just come out and say that you did the Masked Singer.
Yeah.
All right. We've got 12 minutes. Actually, pushing 11 minutes. That was
really?
The first waste of the first 12 minutes.
Really?
The first 20 minutes of the show.
Sorry.
Hey,
you said
it's any topic, so we're just going.
Yeah, this is any topic.
Did I mention the fact that about the shoe story, the boot story? When a hen came through, I managed to find the boot.
Well, you couldn't wait till next week. You could get people on the edge of their seats going, I wonder if she found the boot.
Yeah, I found the boot.
We'll tell you next week, folks, and she blew it.
It was kind of
fun. Any other clothing have you left in snowstorms and...
Only after I met you.
Never mind. We're rated G.
Gloves, hats, scarves. Yeah.
All right, so now that we have 10 minutes left in the show. You have anime something.
I have.
Oh, cool.
We had another topic posted.
I put together a kind of weird topic. It's celebrities. And sports people that you and think are actually anime fans, but they are.
Really? Cool.
To start it off with, the first one is Keanu Reeves.
Really?
Yeah, Keanu really got into Cowboy Bebop. It's his absolute favorite.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to actually play the main character and wanted a movie in a movie that they were going to do by and do with it, which is Spike Seagal. But budget issues went ahead and prevented that from happening until Netflix decided to do it a week, about a decade later, and there wasn't any talk about him actually doing the voice of it.
You got to keep going. You just can't read the whole thing.
I'm sorry. Let me see. Another one is funny as hell. It's Snoop Dogg.
Really?
Yes.
Cousin It from Adam's Family Values, by the way.
Yeah, and his favorite series is actually Naruto. That's his go-to. That's his go-to favorite. And he also rapped for the soundtrack for Afro Samurai. Samurai, which stars the next person that's also an anime, which is Samuel Jackson. Yes, he actually
Mace Windu from the Star Wars films.
Yes, he actually went ahead and played an anime star and has been a huge anime star, huge anime fan.
Or what's his face from the DC Universe?
Yeah.
Nick Fury. And of course, you see this one coming. The late, great Robin Williams was also into anime.
And video games, because he named his kid Zelda.
Yes. What? Yes.
He named his daughter Zelda.
His daughter's named after the princess in The Legend of Zelda games, Zelda.
So is Robin's, the late Robin Williams that used to be the opening for our other show.
Yes.
Good morning, Vietnam. Maybe we'll bring that back at some point.
His favorite was Cowboy Bebop, which is sci-fi techish kind of one, and Ghost in the Shell, which is a military one, which is a military based one. Another one, Mom's gonna laugh at this one. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Really?
Yes, Leo. Big fan of Studio Ghibli films. Studio Ghibli films, Ponyo. And Howl's Moving Castle. And he also tried to do... He also tried to go for a live-action adaptation of it several years ago and got turned down, and he made a comment, but I love it. another one is Jamie Lee Curtis. Her favorite one is One Piece, which is Pirates. Kind of like Naruto meets Pirates kind of thing going on there.
Y'all know Jamie Lee Curtis from the Halloween franchise.
Halloween franchise. You say Hollywood one more time, I'm going to...
Have you seen the commercial?
I'm going to pre-record my parts.
Have you seen the commercial for those who have gone ahead and blended their voices in God of War? Now they've got that commercial coming out.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I saw that one. I was shocked.
Another one is...
It's okay. Hang on. The game we play...
John Travolta.
ESO?
Yeah.
One of the characters in ESO is none other than the original Wonder Woman.
Really?
Linda Carter.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, Linda goes in and plays the goddess Azora.
For those who don't know who ESO is, because we keep talking in riddles, Elder Scrolls Online. If you ever played Skyrim.
Yes.
Or
Skyrim.
Morrowind. Any of those, online version of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love mine because mine is a beautiful kitty.
Yeah, we can go through
She's
three or four shows with you and your
gorgeous.
Cat.
Yeah,
oh,
seriously.
I love it.
Moving on.
Moving on, of course, there's John Boyega.
From Star Wars Star Wars Saga.
Yeah, from
the last
three films. Yeah, the sequel trilogy.
Played Finn.
Yes. His favorite ones are Bleach, Hunter x Hunter, Seven Deadly Sins, Naruto, and Attack on Titan, which are all
Since we mentioned Naruto so much, Naruto is a boy.
Yes, Naruto is a boy.
Voiced by a girl.
Yes.
And if you ever seen Friends,
And also Last Man Standing.
Yeah, I mean, or Last Man Standing, where Vanessa gets the promotion. The little tiny,
heavyset
girl that talks to her in that episode, that's the voice of Naruto.
Yeah, that has
She has been the voice of Naruto for 30 years. And
still the voice of Naruto.
And also, Bart Simpson is voiced by a girl, Nancy Cartwright.
And my sister didn't even know that.
And and the funniest thing is he's not the only anime.
And here's some trivia for you. Somebody who voices one of the characters on The Simpsons guest starred on Friends.
I know. I can't think of his darn name. Hank Azaria.
Hank Azaria, who voices Apu and
Mo.
Guest starred as Phoebe's love interest on three or four episodes of Friends.
Yes. Yeah, the one that went to Minsk.
David. And we just found out if you watch ER with the guy who has the stroke and sues
Forrest Whitaker
from Green Mile. Right? Yeah.
No, that was Michael Clark Duncan.
Oh, well, Forrest Whitaker, from whatever movies he's done, was on ER. His lawyer is Maggie Wheeler.
Yes.
Maggie Wheeler played Janice on Friends.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
All right, so what do you got? We got, like, 3 minutes now. You just wasted another two doing that.
You went to another complete direction.
We went to next week's show or whatever it was.
You went to, like, next week's show or
however the case may be. There was a preview of next week's show.
And you kind of confused me.
That's from EQOA. That's a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
That game doesn't even exist anymore.
Let me see. As far as wrestlers go, and it's funny as heck. Kenny Omega.
We can hear you over here. We're still on the air.
Yeah, seriously. Kenny Omega is one of them that's like really in anime. He was actually interviewed by Crunchyroll about his favorite.
Crunchyroll is the anime app with millions and millions and millions of anime.
Yes, and actually his last name for his stage name, Omega, comes from Final Fantasy, if you want to go there. Let me see.
Quickly, 1 minute and counting.
You have Astro Boy, Dragon Ball Z, and Sailor Moon for him, surprisingly. I'm not even kidding. And, of course, one of the other big ones would happen to be Xavier Woods, his big Dragon Ball Z fan.
Really?
And surprisingly, John Cena, too. Is an anime fan, too. His favorite is Fist in the North Star is his, so... That one I didn't know about. That one's kind of funny.
You know, we should go through one day, one show to find out everybody who's ever guest starred on Family Guy.
Oh, trust me, there's a lot.
We do. Maybe next week's show we'll go through and say... But we'll do all the guest stars who's ever guest starred on Family Guy.
Maybe.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I mean, there's a lot. there's no mistaking of that. There's a lot. Like, late great Adam West was the Miracle Hawk. There's one.
Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr.
Yeah.
We're guests on there. Ozzy Osbourne.
Patrick Stewart.
Yes.
Yeah, well, because Pat is a good friend of...
And the late Tom Petty...
Oh, yeah.
...played Lucky on
King of the Hill. Yeah.
Funny, both of those are dead. The one... Lucky, who is played by Tom Petty, and...
His girl.
Okay, quick, we're out. Yes. Let's get out of here. We will see you next week.
You mean Brittany Murphy? Oh,
Luann.
Crap.
That's who's her character.
Yeah, Brittany Murphy.
Right. You don't have it. We're out anyway because we're out of time. Goodbye.
Got it.